Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It's almost every other word out of their mouths. The President and members of Congress talk about jobs all the time. President Obama's bragging about creating 2 million new jobs. Never mind the fact that we've lost more than 2 million. And the unemployment rate is up, not down. Now, talk is cheap. It's time to do something about the job issue. We have 3 trade agreements that were negotiated by President Bush. They have been held hostage by the labor unions for almost 5 years. If President Obama would just submit the South Korean, Colombian, Panamanian agreements to the Congress, and the Congress would vote to approve them, we could expect $13 billion in new export business. And that would equate to thousands of new jobs. We could expect $11 billion of new exports to Korea alone. Korean tariffs on 2/3 of our ag exports would be eliminated completely. Our Korean beef exports would double. According to the National Pork Producers Council, passage of the 3 trade agreements would create more than 10,000 new U.S. jobs related to the pork industry alone. About a month ago, I thought we would be able to pass these agreements. But then, out of the blue, the President and the union-controlled Democrats in Congress said, no deal unless $1 billion of trade adjustment assistance money is made available to displaced workers. And now we're supposed to buy the unions off. It's blackmail. If anyone's wondering how we ever accumulated $14 trillion in debt, now you know. Everyone wants government money as if it's free. I don't know if we'll get these agreements passed or not. Tell your member of Congress to just get it done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.